Our podcast, as always, our post-game podcast is brought to you by our friends at the McFarland Clinic. Doctors Buck, Warmy, Greenwald, they all do a fantastic job. And they've been good supporters of us at Cyclone Fanatic here for years. They love bringing you the Instant Reaction podcast. There's going to be a lot of reaction to today's win for a lot of different reasons. Iowa State wins it 28-14. Iowa State now is bowl eligible. Cyclones have won five in a row. And setting up for a huge game against the Texas Longhorns next Saturday in Austin. We'll be there covering it for you. But today's game is going to be, what we're going to talk about is the fight that happened in the third quarter. And from where I was sitting, I thought that the officials have to take a little bit of blame in what happened, only in the sense that, a couple of plays before that, the skirmish went down 52 for Baylor, going at David Montgomery the way that he did. There was a problem a couple of plays before that where Montgomery was well out of bounds, got thrown into a Gatorade cooler. It was a bad deal. Baylor gets a 15-yard penalty. And I was sitting right here with Jeff Woody, and we were talking about it, and we're going, there's going to be some retaliation to that. It was very obvious. You could see the next play. Guys are going for one another. I don't know if anybody should have been ejected before. I actually kind of do, because it was really heated on the sidelines. We had a near fight there. May have been considered a fight by some people. I don't know. But if I could see it from the press box, you had to know that there was retaliation coming. That's exactly what happened. Everybody wants to know about David Montgomery. Will he miss the first half of the Texas game? I don't know. It's too early to know that. Now, I have been conversing with a couple of people who are much smarter than me when it comes to this stuff, one of them being Brent Bloom. Bloom believes that this will be a situation where the Big 12 reviews it. They look at intent. They look at all that stuff. I guess my guess is, I think it's pretty clear if you look at the replay, David swung at the guy. And I guess it's going to come down to, does that really, does intent matter? Does the reason he did it matter? And if that's the case, then maybe he won't be suspended. But I do think that this is more of a black and white deal. And I would be surprised if David Montgomery is in the lineup for Iowa State in the first half against Texas next week. But again, I don't know. And I don't want to come on here and act like I do know anything, because I'm really confused by this as well. I've been reading the rule books and with the NCAA and all that stuff here over the last 20 minutes or so, and I can't find any clarification as to what. The one thing I can't find is a guarantee that he has to miss the next half. I have not seen that anywhere. So I do think that there's some discretion here that has to take place somewhere. Don't know exactly who makes that decision or when they make that decision, but I don't think that this is like an automatic, like targeting, it's automatic, you're out for a half of the next game. I don't believe that to be the case here. Let's talk about football. We're going to have a lot of time to dissect that here over the next few days. Iowa State gets out to a really good start. I thought this may have been Brock Purdy's best game all the way around. He was fantastic. The freshman quarterback goes 18 of 23, efficient, so good, 230 yards, a touchdown. He ran for a touchdown. He caught a two-point conversion. I thought Purdy was fantastic. He would be my my player of the game if I had to pick one today for Iowa State. I guess what's cool about it is Iowa State's bowl eligible, wins five in a row, and we can sit here and we can look at ways to get better. And Iowa State's defense got gashed a little bit today. It was interesting to watch Baylor account for over 500 yards. But, man, there's a couple of stats that I think are just fascinating. First of all, the red zone. Baylor was only 2 for 7 in the red zone, which is amazing. And Iowa State held Baylor to 6 of 15 on third down. That is a classic bend but don't break. I know some fans get tired of hearing about that, but that is exactly what that is meant to do. But Baylor gashed Iowa State specifically in that second half. So I am interested to see, what John Haycock has to say about that. And it's a weird deal too. I mean, when there gets to be that much emotion going, when you're talking about the second half of that football game, it is one of those deals where you wonder like how much you can actually take into it. Still, you know, Texas is next. They play Texas Tech tonight, so keep an eye on that. That's a good offensive coaching staff down there in Lawrence, and they're going to pick apart some things that Iowa State did. I didn't think that they were getting the initial pressure, but Iowa State's defensive line wasn't finishing the pressure, is what I saw from the naked eye. I'm looking forward to going back and watching tape there. I feel like they did miss Inyi Wazirike a little bit tonight at that defensive end spot. I saw a few different looks from Iowa State's defensive line. At one point, Camilo Tongamoa was in at nose, and they moved Jamal Johnson over to end. The run defense was pretty good tonight against Baylor, but still the Bears accounted for almost 7 yards per play, which is very high against this Iowa State defense. We haven't seen that in weeks. And shout out to Baylor too. I got to give them credit. This quarterback of theirs, Charlie Brewer, is a really good player. Iowa State had a hard time with him in the run game. He had 12 runs for 80 carries today for Baylor, and that got to be really challenging for Iowa State. But all in all, I mean, this is about what I thought. I thought it would be a workmanlike type win for Iowa State with the weather today. It was freezing here at Jack Trice Stadium. If you guys are driving home after watching that, shout out to you. It was a really cold day. I thought that Iowa State would just want to get out of here and not necessarily risk too much in the second half, and that got a little bit dicey for me, a little bit closer than I was anticipating. But still, you're looking at a 5-2 team in the Big 12 right now. Iowa State is 6-3 overall, locked up a bowl game today. That's encouraging. And we look ahead to next week with one of the most anticipated, biggest games in program history as Iowa State will go to Texas. 7 o'clock kick from Austin next week. I am fired up about this one. Thanks to our friends at the McFarland Clinic. We're going to have a lot more coverage from this game. Rob Gray and Jared Stansberry both doing press conference stuff right now. So over the next week, we'll have you guys covered. Thank you so much for watching on Facebook Live. For our Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network listeners on the iTunes feed or wherever you get your podcasts, we thank you for tuning in as well. And check it out. We'll have a lot more on this game later on tonight.